Good morning. Having a look at the US markets on Friday, we did see the US markets following the losses out of Europe. The major concern globally is the new trade negotiations. We now know that the Trump White House is going to go ahead with their current tariffs, which are going to be imposed on many items going or being imported into China. And we've heard that China is going to retaliate. Now they've said that they are going to retaliate with 25% tariffs on 659 US imported items. So we saw the Boeing and Caterpillar were two of the worst performing stocks in the US. We also saw a real pullback coming through in those commodity prices, not only in the US, but globally. Base metals were lower. We also saw that the gold price gave back around 3% at one stage, finishing down by 2% or 26-point slide to $1,282 an ounce. And the oil price falling over 3.7% back to $64.28 US a barrel. All of this is just concerns. If you're going to have an ongoing trade war, it's going to take away from global growth. It's going to take away from demand for products being produced and movement of those products around the globe. So that's where the real story was lying. And what we saw in the US was a real flight to safety into the OZ utility stocks. We also saw some of the retailers doing well on expectations that basic retail sales will still move ahead. Maybe not the big ticker items, though. So if you had a look at some of those department stores, they were under pressure. The banks a little bit muted, and also some of the technology stocks were lower. But if we have a look at the worst performing areas, probably would have been the energy sector down by 2.1%. Once again, on oversupply, if we are going to see a slowdown in global growth. If we have a look at the close of trade, the Dow down by 85, the Nasdaq down by 15 points at the end of the trading session. The Australian market, the SPY Futures Index does have our market set to open flat at the beginning of trade today. But we feel with the falls in commodity prices across the globe, especially the base metal prices, BHP and Rio being lower out of London in the US, we're set for around a 25-point slide. And the Aussie dollar is also under pressure, 74.40 US cents.